Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, good morning, good morning. Yeah, everybody's running late, got a lot to say today. Let me do the obligatory lead story just so you know what's going on in the world. The Wisconsin school shooting, horrible. It was a girl that did it, a 15-year-old girl. They didn't want to put that out for a long time. They finally did late last night. They would say, we're not going to tell the gender, we're not going to tell the age. 15-year-old girl. And I remember last holiday season in Nashville, remember there was the school shooting? That was a girl.
So this is not the first. I was thinking this might be the first.
No, that was a very famously a girl that went through there, and police had to take her out. This one was suicide. Do not have a motive. Have not read anything yet. Even conjecture on what the motive is. And
shot several, but the two that died, were they kids or were they teachers?
A teacher was a substitute teacher at that, and a student, and then some of those that are wounded. Two were in very critical condition. So, you know, I don't know. There's a lot more that's going to come from this. It was a Christian school, a non-denominational Christian school called Abundant Life in Madison, Wisconsin. So we'll see what's going on. Volkswagen plans to shutter some German factories. The nation's largest steel maker over there posted a $1.5 billion loss because they are struggling to decarbonize and higher cost of powering its factories. That sounds like green stuff to me, doesn't it? Decarbonize, isn't that what they're trying to make the steel mill cleaner?
Everything.
Yeah. Auto parts supplier Bosch announcing 5,500 job cuts in 2027. They already know what they're going to do. German economy probably suffering considerably. They're worried about blanket tariffs and other issues over there. Mercedes-Benz is heavily integrated into the U.S. product system, and so is their pharmaceuticals. So people trying to figure out exactly what's going on in Germany, one of our larger trading partners. The Wicked sequel is getting a name. Wicked for Good comes out November of 2025. I know a lot of people I run into say they're going to take their children, but I hope that the parents, I really would like to see mom and dad go see the movie before you take the kids. That's just all I got to say about that, because there are things in there you know just might be too much for some children. And then remember, children see things differently than we do. You know, we're reading all this stuff into it, and they just, it just goes by them. They don't see what we see. So, but sometimes I always recommend, if there's any doubt, for the mom and dad to see the movie first, then the child. I don't think that's necessary for the Disney film Mufasa that's coming out on Thursday night in some places, Friday in other places. It's a prequel and a sequel at the same time of Lion King. Does that help? Trump is considering privatizing the U.S. Postal Service. You know, now, and some of the, I don't get too many things. I'm online doing most everything, but I get two payments from people via mail, first-class mail, because their system doesn't allow it to be directly deposited. It generally, and I checked the postmark, from Georgia and from Texas, it's taken 10 days to get to me. 10 days in first-class mail.
This time of year or in general?
In general. This time of year, God knows what. I'm not getting several. They said they were going to slow down first-class mail, and they have. So, federal workers who won't return to the office will be fired, President-elect Trump said during a news conference in Mar-a-Lago yesterday.
By the way, comment. privatize the Postal Service. Don't know what that will do, except perhaps improve efficiency. However, if it doesn't have government subsidy, it can't work. I mean, you can't make money delivering it rurally in the places that we are, that we have to have service to. So,
totally,
it's going to be like the railroads. You know, you can keep them, but you're going to have to pay for them.
There are parts of it that might be able, and it's already using FedEx and UPS and things like that, and vice versa. There are people like Amazon and others that have contracts with the Postal Service. They deliver to the post office, and then the post office takes it that last mile, and they're getting paid for that. So there's, you know, so there are some things going on, but I don't doubt that the Postal Service, you know, needs some help. But
it's like mass transportation. It'll have to be federally subsidized.
Oh, no doubt. They can't get out of that. And, you know, and there's still why this country cannot come up with a passenger train service. You know, the Amtrak does it, but it just seems like everything, it just costs us too much to do anything. It's like, but it's so interesting. You guys have that interest. I keep calling back to it because it's so interesting. You have that private road that people go 85 miles an hour on, and it got built real quick. We can't do anything like that anywhere when it comes to train building or anything. So maybe we have to look into, you know, making a privatize of the private rail system. Maybe that'll get it done quicker. Or maybe it needs some government help. I don't understand some of the things, though, to why it takes so long, and then some people can do things so quickly.
No, you're not kidding. I mean, that road at 130 was built from concept to open in under 4 years. They could not.
Whose baby was that? Who gets credit for that? Who's the boss man that said that was a good thing to do?
It was the then governor, Rick Perry, that if we involved investors, particularly from countries like Spain. See, most countries, like the United States, investors put in, they want to see that they're making money within a year. And then they want to know what's happening quarterly. Big funding for countries like Spain and investments, they're looking at a 30 to 50 year payoff. They look like at it bond. Differently, and that's who your main investors are, Spain.
Well, however that was done, sure she needs to be done with a lot of things. And I know the rail system particularly, if it was done right, I mean, the European rail system is fantastic. You wouldn't consider doing it any other way. But you got to do other things, too. You can't just have a rail system that's not supported at, say, the city level, you know, by a good taxi system or a very efficient Uber system or something that's going on to get people from point A. You can't just drop them off at the train station and then they're out of luck with no way to rent a car or do anything else. So, you know, you have to think about it all the way. But, yeah, it would be nice if someone would get involved with some of those things. The FAA doesn't have the top two people now are gone, and that place is a mess because of the air traffic controllers. They need more and more of them. They need them more quickly educated. There's just plenty of things going on with the air traffic system. That's a mess. And this working-at-home thing with the federal workers, that's going to hit the fan and be super ugly, and I don't know how that's going to work out, but that's going to be one of the first, I think, big things that's going to cause controversy. because that is a huge thing in Washington, D.C., about people not going into these office places and working. A lot of those buildings that you go see everywhere are mostly abandoned. So,
and we're paying the rent.
And we're paying the rent. And we're not sure about the efficiency of those people working at home. And some are doing a good job. Some it's okay, but not all of them. You know, they're not all of them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
And the wrap-up, page 2 with Jimmy Carter.
People talking about the slowness of the mail. You know, I mean, I like the Postal Service. Have you ever seen anything valuable? Have you ever had to send a ring or a valuable watch somewhere off to get fixed?
Oh, yeah.
You don't really want to do it on FedEx and some of those things. You do it on the U.S. mail, you know, registered. They got whatever their other class is. That, man, they lock it up in a thing, and it's really protected and insured. Real good. But anyway, I used to like stamps, but I don't have any anymore. I don't mail anything. Do you?
Christmas cards, and my wife went to the post office last week, and the line was over an hour, and the machine, you can buy them a machine, but the machine wouldn't work with the credit cards, well, any credit card, so it wasn't it was an issue, so had to get up early Saturday and wait in a 45-minute line to get stamps.
Good Lord.
That's
bad. Yeah. But see, that's another one of the joys of Austin. You're so overcrowded. You know, everything in your systems, from the air traffic controllers at the airport to the post office, is just busted out.
Boy,
Nashville
yeah.
feels that way, too. I always say it's like a pimple that hasn't exploded.
Wow.
It hurts. It's so big.
Well, you know, pop that
sucker. It's just, yeah, but you want to pop it and just get back to normal, you know, somehow.
Yeah.
And I don't know when how is, but, you know, they got a lot of people meeting with Trump this week, so there's going to be a lot of Trump news coming out. He's got... I think Tim Cook is there this week, and a lot of people there that all coming down to do stuff, and they're all worried. I think when he hits the ground, he is really going to hit the ground working. Here's a quote: "If people don't come back to work, come back into the office, they're going to be dismissed." And someone said, "And with that, we won't cry too hard about that either." Whew. So that work from home thing, we will see. And Musk and Ramaswamy say they're going to do for $2 trillion in cuts from the federal budget. So we'll see how that easy that's going to be. Probably won't be very easy. But they're saying that the American Federation of Government Employees and the Social Security people reached a deal where those kind of folks can stay home, you know, a majority of the time. And 42,000 Social Security workers are represented by the American Federation of Government Employees, and they've had a deal to stay in the office between 2 and 5 days a week. They've come back to that. Thousands of empty buildings, not just in America, but around the world, paid for with your tax dollars, said Elon Musk. But they are going to run into some union business. The Office of Management and Budget found 54% of work every day in roles that aren't eligible for telework. Agency said the personnel who are eligible to work remotely spent 61% of regular working hours at the office. So they're going to, I guarantee you, they're going to do something about it. I'm not sure what. And they want to really go in there, and there's plenty of challenges with the FAA, whether or not if you're a pilot, you know, trying to get your medical update every year, all those type of things, to notice to airmen is all screwed up the way they do it, and people don't, airmen don't always get them. The messages, the FAA traffic system badly needs updating. There's just a lot of things in a lot of the government agencies that need a tweak, and they say they're going to try to do a lot of that, and that's pretty impressive if they can. All right, you guys, I got to get out there and Christmas shop at some point this morning. I hope you've gotten everything you need. I got the downside of having a lot of grandchildren. You got to go get a lot of Christmas presents. So I'm going off to dinosaurs, and what else was I looking for today? And probably a truck of some sort.
Dinosaurs and trucks sound fun.
Yep, that's what I'm going for.
Grandpa goes shopping.
What are you, Jimmy? What do they call you?
I'm Granddaddy.
That's what I have.
When I forget to do something or do something stupid or spill something on my pants, they all go, Granddaddy.
Granddaddy, you have a beautiful Tuesday. Talk tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Hey, by the way, everyone's telling you, Bob, if you want to order stamps, order them online. HEB, you can get them there. Yeah, Office Max, everybody's telling you.
Yeah, really.
You can buy stamps from HEB in the checkout line.
Well, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. Well, in the checkout line?
I'm just reading.
Yeah, hold up that checkout line while they go over.
Hold on. I'm going to scratch off my lottery ticket first.
Yeah, exactly.
Then, hey, can I get some stamps? You got some cigarettes? No, not those, but yeah, don't be that guy.
Don't want to be that guy at all. Okay, so Jimmy Carter, as always, brought to you by Precision Camera and Video, the United States Post Office. No, not at all. Our friends at Prime Bank of Texas make every stage of your life prime. And, of course, Jim Swartner, Swartner Farm and Ranch. More to come with Eric and Bob. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.